The Five Stages of Internal Loss. It may seem a bit strange comparing the loss of life to a loss in the market. Ordinarily, you wouldn't think of a loss in the market as a life or death situation, although living through $1.5 million loss can sure make you think about the alternative. However, the stages people go through when experiencing a loss in the market are strikingly similar to the stages people go through when facing death. When my father was dying, a friend of mine gave me a book about people with terminal illnesses titled On Death and Dying by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. During interviews with 200 terminally ill patients, the author identified 5 stages terminally ill patients go through once they find out about their illness. One can see the same stages in most people facing personally tragic news, such as the death of a spouse or a child. I also think people experiencing any type of internal loss go through these stages. For the purposes of this book, let's refer to them as the 5 stages of internal loss. Below is a brief description of each stage and a reference to how I displayed the same characteristics when I was in the bean oil trade. 1. Denial. Upon receiving the news of being terminally ill, patients immediately responded, "No, not me. It can't be true." Some patients were observed shopping around for many doctors looking for reassuring second opinions. Patients discounted doctors' opinions that confirmed the original diagnosis and emphasized those that were more optimistic. This is the same thing I was doing in September and October of 1983 when the bean oil position stopped going up and started down. I was losing money but denied that the market had really turned around. I was indignant. That was the trade that was going to make me $10 million, remember? In October, I knew that I was underwater, but didn't even know how far under I was. That is the personification of denial. If you can't even or don't dare sit down and calculate how much you're losing in a position, but you know to the exact penny how much you're making on your profitable positions, then you're denying the loss. I also sought second opinions by asking other traders what they thought about the market. And, of course, I listened to the ones who were bullish and ignored those who weren't. 2. Anger. When the denial stage cannot be maintained any longer, it is replaced with feelings of anger, for example, rage, envy, resentment. The anger is displaced in all directions, for example, nurse, family, doctor, treatment, and projected onto the environment at random. I vented a lot of my frustrations about the loss in the form of anger directed mainly at my family. For a while, Pat and the kids avoided me like the plague. 3. Bargaining. Unable to face facts in the first stage and angry at people and God in the second stage, patients try to succeed in entering some sort of agreement that may postpone the inevitable from happening. If God has decided to take me from this earth and he did not respond to my angry pleas, he may be more favorable if I ask nicely. In September 1983, I made a pact with myself that if the market rallied back to where it had been in late August, I'd get out of the position. By November, I was begging the market just to get my position back to break even. All I wanted to do was get back to where I was before I had put on the bean oil trade. 4. Depression. Depression is a complex psychological disorder, and discussing it at length is beyond the scope of this book. Generally speaking, however, some of the symptoms of depression are pervasive feelings of sadness, distancing yourself from loved ones, changes in appetite or sleep habits, loss of energy, inability to concentrate, indecisiveness, and refusal to follow advice. While I never went to a doctor to see if I was clinically depressed, I had a lot of these symptoms in the fall of 1983. I was so consumed with the bean oil position that I couldn't sleep through the night, skipped meals, lost 15 pounds in 4 weeks, and lost interest in all the things that I once had found enjoyable. I was constantly tired, couldn't focus on my work, and refused the advice of those who told me to get out of the market. 5. Acceptance. The patient finally resigns himself to the inevitable. In this stage, communication becomes more nonverbal. Kubler-Ross says acceptance is almost void of any feelings and is marked by resignation. There are patients who fight to the end, who struggle and keep a hope that makes it almost impossible to reach the stage of acceptance. The harder the struggle to avoid the inevitable death, and the more they try to deny it, the more difficult it will be for them to reach this final stage. But they do finally reach this stage. Similarly, the trader finally faces up to the inescapable reality and accepts the loss, either because he wakes up and does something to get out of the position, or, more likely, because someone or something else forces him to exit the position. In my case, it was the latter. Without force, I never would have accepted, nor taken, the loss. For terminally ill patients, the one thing that usually persists through all these stages is hope. Even the most accepting patients left open the possibility for some cure, the discovery of a new drug, or last-minute success in a research project. They showed the greatest confidence in the doctors who allowed for such hope, and appreciated it when hope was offered in spite of bad news. This is the same hope I was relying on when the bean oil position was deteriorating. When I talked to other traders, I only paid attention to the opinions and the news that confirmed my position in the market.